From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled Life's Most Important Decision, part of this series of studies in the Book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called The Word, Necessary Food. The text is found in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If God so willed it, we could live without bread, even as Jesus did for 40 days. But we could not live without His Word. By that Word we were created, and by it alone can we be kept in being, for He sustaineth all things by the Word of His power. Bread is a second cause. The Lord Himself is the first source of our sustenance. He can work without the second cause as with it. And we must not tie Him down to one mode of operation. Let us not be too eager after the visible, but let us look to the invisible God. We have heard believers say that in deep poverty, when bread ran short, their appetites became short too. And to others, when common supplies failed, the Lord has sent in unexpected help. But we must have the word of the Lord. With this alone we can withstand the devil. Take this from us, and our enemy will have us in his power, for we shall soon faint. Our souls need food, and there is none for them outside of the word of the Lord. All the books and all the preachers in the world cannot furnish us with a single meal. It is only the word from the mouth of God that can fill the mouth of a believer. Lord, evermore give us this bread. We prize it above royal dainties.
Joyful song of praise.
these troublesome times for our nation, many people are looking to the government or to social action for a solution. But the only real answer to the human predicament is a true spiritual revival. Many Christians have no idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense. Certainly the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity, ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of both Duncan Campbell's account of what happened during those revival times on Lewis, as well as a CD containing personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times. The CDs are available to you free of charge, simply by requesting your copies. You may write us at LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may telephone us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. Just request your copies of the CDs of the Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work. As he nears the conclusion of this series in the book of Joshua, Dr. Cairns turns our attention to chapter 24 and verse 15, Joshua's final words to the children of Israel. Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua was nearing death, and he desired to leave the nation with an exhortation to continue to follow and serve the living and true God, and not to turn aside to idols. Dr. Cairns is applying these immortal words to the need for sinners to turn to Christ for salvation and to serve Him. This decision is right, it's good, it's urgent, and it's serious. Now, to continue this message, life's most important decision, here is Dr. Cairns.
You cannot receive the blessings that you have received from the hand of God and make no response to the great giver of those blessings. Everywhere about you in your life, whether it is a preacher in the pulpit, whether it is the bread on your table, whether it is the bed on which you lie, the health that you enjoy to whatever extent you enjoy it, the breath you breathe, the sky above you, the earth beneath you, these things all combine in one mighty, mighty voice, as of many waters, as God would use the testimony of creation and the testimony of grace to call upon you, choose you this day whom ye will serve. There is on every hand a demand that you come out avowedly on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you take a decisive stand for Him, that there is an end to compromise, that there is an end to vacillation, and that this day, decisively, you answer the question, who is on the Lord's side? And having done with the filth and with the folly of this world, you say before heaven, earth, and hell, by the grace of God, it is Christ for me, and it will be I for Christ. That is the decision God demands. Can I say that it is a decision that is right? For surely our God deserves no less. Think of who He is. We worship the true and living God, the Creator of heaven and of earth, the Provider, the Protector, the Guide of all His people. We worship one who holds our life in His hand, who meets out to us every breath we breathe and gives strength to every cell in our body to do its work. Think of who He is. Not only is He our Creator, but our Redeemer in Christ. He is God come down to earth in the person of His own dear Son. He is the one who was born of a virgin, who entered into the deepest humiliation of human experience, who went all the way to Calvary to become the sacrifice for our sins, who was made sin for us, though He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him, who bore our sins in His own body on the tree, who took the mighty curse of God's law and the wrath of God's fury against our sin, who took all that we would have to endure in the outer darkness of hell, and in His own body on the tree, He consumed the fire of the wrath of God against us. Think of who He is. Friend of sinners, the Savior of the lost, the upholder and the uplifter of the fallen. Think of all that He's done. Think of what we enjoy from Him. Does our God not deserve that the response every one of us would make to the gospel of His grace is a decisive answer? Christ for me. It's a right decision. And of course it is a good decision. For the Lord greatly blesses those who follow Him. I was thinking of those words of the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 8 verse 12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In a world that's sunk in darkness, we will not walk in darkness, but in the very light of God. The psalmist said, in thy light we shall see light. The Lord has promised His people, I will guide thee with mine eye. In this world of confusion and guilt and fear and men and women misstepping on every hand and getting into greater follies than ever before, God's people who follow Jesus Christ have unparalleled good, undiluted blessings. I was talking to one person the other day about their trials. I quoted an old preacher to the effect, so good is God to His people even in their trials that it is difficult for Christians, honestly, if they know the Lord, to tell the difference between trials and blessings. So many of those things that are crosses turn out to be gems in the crown. So many of those things that are hard to bear, and we wonder why, turn out with a little passage of time to be but the hand of a munificent Father giving us, leading us, preparing us, strengthening us, fashioning us, and blessing us. I've said before and I say it again, when we recognize that we are clay vessels being formed in the hands of the potter, then the pressures of life are but the pressures of the potter's hand. And a little way down the road, the vessel he turns out from those pressures is going to bring great glory and honor to his name. So it's a good decision when we take our stand for Christ. Conversely, every influence that would lead us away from Christ is evil in itself, and it is disastrous in its consequences. The decision is right, it is good, and of course it's urgent. This is a text that's spoken from the edge of the grave. It reminds us that death is near, and therefore we must have no hesitation. When Joshua says, choose whom you will serve, he says, choose you this day whom you will serve. For let me tell you, though the Bible is silent in this, common sense and common experience would confirm it. Though Joshua was speaking as a dying man, I have no doubt there were scores of people who were listening to him that day who died before he did. Death is but a step behind every one of us. And that makes this decision for Christ urgent in the extreme. And of course it's serious, because the consequences are eternal. It's often been said today, the question people face when they hear the gospel is, what will I do with Jesus? But soon they meet their God in judgment, the question will be, what will He do with me? This is a serious matter. And there's one dying man to a bunch of dying men and women. I want to spell it out for you today, that what you do with Jesus Christ, your response to the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the single most important thing you will ever decide in your life. I'll go further. It is the single most important decision your mind, your soul will ever register for all eternity. Serious. Because heaven and hell forever are the consequences. And thus the Lord calls for an open, honest, immediate avowal of your faith in Jesus Christ. Your, what is faith? Let me give you the old definition that I have quoted so many times. I've taken this from one of Scotland's oldest and least read, least known theologians, Thomas Halliburton. And he said, faith is simply a hearty acceptance of God's way of saving sinners. I have read many definitions of faith, I have read many expositions of faith, but when it all boils down to it, I marvel at the simplicity and I rejoice in the purity of that straightforward definition. Faith is the hearty reception of God's way of saving sinners. And God is calling you for an open, honest, immediate avowal of your faith in Jesus Christ. Away with the idols. Away with the self-righteousness, away with the waiting, away with the confusion, coming now to Jesus, openly and honestly, in the light of all that you've ever learned from Scripture as to who He is and what He's done. Right now, God says, choose Him. May God register today that honest confession, that decisive statement of the heart, and that intention by grace to follow after Christ. So the first thing the text draws is to issue to us a call for decision for the Lord.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.